Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, October 5th, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 9, the sixth paragraph. But he did no ranting, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Naomi B. The reader of the text is Kathy Jo P., and Eileen M. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Lisa B. The reference number for Sunday, October 4th, the special edition, was 15,480. That's 15480 for this and for this morning, the number for Monday, October 5th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is yet to be announced, and we'll have that for you later. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Betsy H., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeaters. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members, and we are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida, and I am grateful, recovered compulsive overeater through God's grace one day at a time. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed, came willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you very much for allowing me to do service.
Thank you, Terry H. And I'll now ask Naomi B. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those that they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communications. 12. Anonymity is our spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to service, and I pass.
Thank you, Naomi B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing the directions in the Big Book and what it means to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 9, the 6th paragraph, but he did no ranting, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Kathy Jo P. to begin reading. Good morning, Kathy Jo.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. This is Kathy Jo P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But he did no ranting. In a matter-of-fact way, he told how two men had appeared in court, persuading the judge to suspend his commitment. They had told of a simple religious idea and a practical program of action. That was 2 months ago, and the result was self-evident. It worked. So, Kathy Jo P., recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis here, and I was in OA in the 80s, and I believe I was a ranter. And when I think about a ranter, I think about someone who is loud and wild about what they're saying in a very passionate way. And here it says that his presence was self-evident of the change that he had in him. It's like a quiet confidence in God that appears, not our way. And when I came to the Vision for You meeting about 4.5 years ago, after a 20-year relapse, which I ended up weighing over 300 pounds, I had amends to make to people, especially my family, and my ranting often was about what I could or could not eat. And I wanted everyone to know, I don't eat sugar, white flour, or between meals, and I literally would scream it and make it very loud and clear, and very selfish, I want to say. And my way was right, and your way was wrong. You know, whether it was not drinking alcohol or any of the things that I did. And then eventually, at 303, I was into organic, local, grass-fed, and I would rant about that. So today, I do not think I rant about my walk with my food plan, but I still rant as I play cards, as I think how my family should show up. So those are character defects that I'm still working on. No, I'm not. That I'm still giving to God. And the word that I'm liking most recently in the big book is one word, and the word is grow. And the word grow is in there more times than I can count. So I am growing a day at a time in showing up in all places, not just as I share this message with other compulsive overeaters, but when I sit down with friends and family to play cards, to become more recovered and be more willing to show up in the way that God would have me be. And I'm a work in progress, and I am growing in my new spiritual experience. And I am so grateful for my abstinence and that today my life is not about my food plan, but it's about my God plan and living and growing and being of service. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy Jo P. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So at this time, I open up the lines, and I would like to know if there's anyone out there that would like to share on this paragraph.
Tamara C.
Tamara C.
Evan R.
Yep.
Evan R.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O. Okay, let's start with those three. We have Tamara C., Evan R., and Kathleen O. Go ahead, Tamara.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., gratefully recovered in California. Okay, so what I like about this paragraph is that there was a simple idea that Ebby brought to Bill and a program of action, and it worked. He could see right in front of him the evidence that it worked. So I kind of asked myself, well, what's the simple idea? Where I'm at today is the simple idea is that God can help me and that God wants to help me. And the program of action I hear and my experience is clean house and help others. So for me, I learned this skill set here with this book, with a recovered guide. And from the shares that people make on this meeting and from the people who have been willing to take my phone calls and share their experience with me or listen to a 10th step. So I got to learn what is this program of action and just keep taking action. And now I get to continue every day. I use this program to access that help, that simple idea that my higher power does care about me, is powerful enough to help me, and will give me freedom. And I used to think I just wanted freedom from the insane eating behaviors, but now I'm experiencing freedom from my thinking behaviors that hurt me and others as well. I'm getting to freedom from being stuck in self-centered and a fear-filled life. And so I'm looking forward to learning more for growing and understanding and usefulness to others. This simple idea and this program of action, they are working for me, so they can work for anyone. So I'm just reminding myself and all of us to keep taking the next right action. It's worth it. And then we can be that Ebby for someone else. Someone else will see our fresh skin and glowing eyes and want what we have, and we can keep carrying the message by living this stuff every day. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Tamara C. And now we'll have Evan R., and I wanted to remind people that if you'd like to share the state or country that you're calling from, so that those who wish to contact you from our member list may do so. So we invite you to do that. So we'll have Evan R. share now, followed by Kathleen O., and then we'll open up the lines again. Good morning, Evan.
Hey, Evan R. here, recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Two good shares so far. I think I was also a ranter, and I realized, too, looking at both this paragraph and a little bit above this paragraph, is if you have, for me, if I have to rant about how recovered I am or how well I'm doing my program, I'm probably not doing the best program. And it says here the result was self-evident. And, you know, I'm really reflecting on that. And that, you know, I compete as an athlete, and it's kind of the same thing where it's like if you have to talk about how good you are, then you're probably not very good. And it really hits me, too, with God. It's like those people that are not people. I guess it could be me, too, is you have to preach to others how faithful you are and how deep you are with God. And that, again, would not be self-evident. So it's kind of like a really good paragraph, good look. And, you know, and I don't need to rant, even though I still kind of do sometimes. But I guess where I'm at, too, right now, and I heard this is from the Sunday special edition, is, you know, I still use my diet as a solution to a lot of my problems that might not even be related, you know, skin, sleep, you know, whatever, mood in general. And I'm trying, and I'm moving towards an idea where I can turn those over to God. That's a struggle for me because, I mean, I've been controlling my food since I was 9 years old. And it's a habit. It's a habit. But like it says here, practical program of action. And I heard the word simplicity, too. So that's my goal, to simplify it, be more into action, and let the result be self-evident. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Evan R. And now we'll have Kathleen O. And if you'd tell us where you're calling from, please. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for your service this morning. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. Good morning, everybody. I have some fresh air in California today. It's a miracle. So Ebby has just told Bill, I've got religion. And Bill thinks Ebby, who was once an alcoholic crackpot, is now cracked about religion, and he's going to start preaching to him. But Ebby did no ranting. He didn't preach. He just told Bill about these two men that helped him with a practical program of action. And that practical program is the 12 steps. I think back at that time it was only six with the Oxford group. And the action is just doing the work. You know, Bill has the self-knowledge at this point. He knows once he starts, he can't stop. And he's proven this to himself over and over. We've heard this in his story so far. And I had decades of self-knowledge, and I too was desperate and hopeless. However, religion made me cringe, and I didn't want to hear preaching any more than Bill wanted to hear the preaching. So, you know, this is truly about, for me, nourishing the mind, body, and soul, this practical program of action. I nourish my mind in meditation, my body in abstinence, and my soul by connecting with a power greater than me, you know, that helps me, answers my questions. When I go into meditation, I get some answers. The steps are all about action. You know, I have to live them every day. I wake up every morning with this food addiction. It's never going away. But when I eat abstinently and my mind is clear, it's easy to live these steps. And especially when living in 10, 11, 12, it makes my life easier. It helps me solve, you know, obstacles and challenges that come up on a daily basis. And it really keeps my relationships healthy. I have a choice every day. I can choose the food, which is misery and hell, or I can take action and work this practical program of action. And it's work, but the result is a clear mind and a healthy body. And that feels really good. You know, I got truly sick and tired of being sick and tired, tired of food running my life, tired of spiraling down the depths of despair, just tired of everything. And you know, I got tired of the remorse, the horror, the hopelessness that Bill talks about in this, especially after, you know, the morning after a binge. And I was tired about lugging 70 pounds around. So this program really does work. All we have to do is work it, show up, suit up, and watch the miracles in your life happen. And I pass. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Kathleen O. And now we open up the lines, and although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Linnea B.
Linnea B.
Yes, thank you.
And there was another voice in there.
Wendy M.
One more time.
Wendy.
Nicole C. from Morgan Hill, California.
So there was a Wendy. Was that Wendy M?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. And then there was a, was that Morgan?
Denise
J.
Nicole C. from Morgan Hill.
Oh, Nicole C. from Morgan Hill. And there
Carrie
was another
Knight.
Name.
Denise J.
Deborah
I
G.
heard.
From Arizona.
Okay, I have Nicole C., Terry H., and Deborah M.
Denise J.
Denise J.
Deborah G. from Arizona.
And Deborah C.
G.
Deborah G.
G.
Okay, let's stop with that lineup right there. Okay, I have Linnea B., Wendy M., Nicole C., Terry H., Deborah M., Denise J., and Deborah G. So we'll start with Linnea B. Go ahead, Linnea, and please tell us where you're from.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. My name is Linnea B. I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Minnesota. So what a fantastic paragraph to me. You know, it just, you know, this is what I love about A Vision for You. We study this book, which does no ranting. And it gives us a practical solution, and which makes it possible for someone like me who tried everything and failed, knew there was no solution, knew, I say in quotes, you know, it makes it possible for someone like me who was afraid to hope, terrified to hope, that to be able to hear. It makes it possible for me to be able to hear because we aren't ranting. The book doesn't rant. And it does offer us a simple religious idea with a practical solution, and religious is seriously in quotes. But the idea being, you know, that, hey, I don't have the power, which I already knew, you know, and so I got to find a higher power, and that made sense. So, you know, but you know what is absolutely astounding to me is that he talked about how these two men appeared in court persuading the judge to suspend his commitment. And I think about what that must have been like at that time, and I think about what it must be like, you know, to be so well loved, again in quotes, that to be willing to go and show up in court and speak on behalf of someone else, that there is a solution. And I just think about the lengths that we go to, the lengths that people have gone to for me and that I've gone to for others when it seemed right. To carry this message, a beautiful message, because otherwise my options are the gates of insanity or death, just plain and simple. So this, you know, the fact that it's a practical program of action, you know, to look at myself, clear away the wreckage of my past, both done to others and to myself, you know, and to make right with the world, and then to try to pass it on and have a relationship with a higher power. It's just a beautiful way of life. And every time I talk to a newcomer, every time I talk to another member
of a 12-step program, every time I pray and meditate, every time I see God working in my life, and I do think of God now, which I didn't originally, but I do now, I'm still amazed at the miraculous beauty of recovery. Just, and this simple, practical program of action that makes such a difference for people like me. I will pass.
Thank you, Linnea B. We'll now have Wendy M. share, followed by Nicole C. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. And it's always good to be on the line because it's been a while. So, of course, the word that, you know, popped out is he did no ranting. So I've spent my life ranting. I've spent my life convincing, persuading, selling. And, you know, even as a kid in school, I remember I would write my essays and I would repeat myself constantly. I remember they'd say, like, I don't know what the word is in English, but like, you know, you're it's too much, right? You can simplify this. But I always felt I had to convince, persuade, sell. And the louder I did it and the more often I repeated myself, the better I thought the entire experience would be. And this isn't just in this program, but I will say 20 years ago when I started this program, I literally would bring my photographs to stores, like clothing stores, and I would walk around and show women my photos, you know, the before and then the after photos, you know, and skinny is not sane, by the way, but I was skinny at the time. And, you know, so I thought I could convince, persuade, and sell these strangers. The OA program. I thought that was a good idea. And then once I got into vision, oh boy, the convincing just, you know, went through the roof. The ranting went through the roof. I'd be at meetings and all I would talk about is vision and neutrality and the doctor's opinion. And boy, did I think I had the answer. And boy, did I think, you know, over and over talking about it at these meetings was a good idea. And so what I'm getting from this paragraph is, you know, the practical program of action. Am I abstinent? Like, literally put a, you know, a huge piece of tape over my mouth and ask myself, am I abstinent? Am I working the program? Am I in 10, 11, and 12? Am I sponsoring people? You know, and the more I work the program, the quieter I get, the less I need to convince. And literally, like, I'll be on a date with a guy, and I have to feel my back against the chair and lean back rather than lean forward. Because even in that game, even the dating game, convince, persuade, sell, absolutely. And then it's like, well, if you're, you know, if you're connected and you know that you're connected to God in any situation, whether it's this program or dating, whatever, then I don't have to work it. I work it in the sense of I don't have to persuade, sell, convince. I can get quiet. I don't have to say a lot. And that's amazing. And it says here at the bottom, the most important
time.
Words are, it, okay, I'll just say, is it worked. If it works, then there's no conversation. It works. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. And now we'll have Nicole C., followed by Terry H. Good morning, Nicole, and if you could tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Nicole C. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm in Morgan Hill, California. The sound quality is okay?
Yep, it's great.
Great. I really love this paragraph, and I really appreciate so much the comments that I've heard already. Really have touched my heart. And I relate so much with how I am with myself before having help, before having spiritual help. I would always rant to myself, and it was this energy like, okay, today, like my like I could feel it like ramping up, like, okay. And I would rant to myself, today is the day, and this is going to happen. And it was like this charged up self-will energy. And oh my God, this is going to be it. This is the time. This is the thing. This is how I'm going to do it. And I think the reason I would rant so much to myself about what I was doing was because I wasn't convinced myself, because my ideas weren't working for me. So I had to get stronger and more passionate each time to convince myself that this time it was going to be different. And when I started working with my current sponsor, we took an entirely different approach. I mean, it's been all about, we relax and take it easy. We don't struggle, right? So there's no ranting involved. I don't rant to myself, and I know that there have been prior sponsors that didn't work out for me in other branches of OA because of the ranting. And it was very uncomfortable for me because I was looking for peace and serenity and calm. And now I am really fortunate to have a sponsor taking me through this book who doesn't rant. Her experience and who she is self-evident. She's at peace. The food is quiet. It's not dictating her choices. And I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to make non-compulsive decisions in all areas of my life. And I'm learning so much that it is about a soft, quiet, still place when this program is working through us. Thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Nicole C. And now we'll have Terry H. followed by Deborah M. Good morning, Terry, and if you could tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning, Don. This is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. Grateful to be recovered and not cured through God's grace one day at a time. Really great shares today, thought-provoking. No ranting were the words that jumped out at me in this reading. No one's ever attracted to ranting. And I was blessed. I came into the program a little over 2 years ago, and I found my Ebby the day I walked into that room. She was kind and she was gentle, and I was desperate and I was hopeless. And she shared that night, and she didn't have any room for any sponsees, but after it was over, I bolted up to her and asked her if she'd be my sponsor, and she was. For 18 months, we worked together. She took me through, and I went in for weight loss. I'll be honest with you. I only went in to lose weight. But what I found is the tools, and I found that my body was diseased with cancer, and I wouldn't have found that if God hadn't released me of that weight up front. And I find that my recovery is progressive. I started out with the tools, and then I had health concerns, and then I found visions through the my nutritionist. And that's where I learned about the steps. And that was the most important thing. I learned to get my exercise by running up and down the steps. And then after the steps, what came more important to me was the spiritual recovery. And that's amazing to me how it's very cut and dried where my program came and where it is. This weekend, I got to go camping with three of my best buddies, camping buddies. And I had the opportunity to grow some more. One of them was me. I got to see Terry pass, and it was pretty scary actually, but I was looking at it through recovered eyes, and that was a gift. I saw her, you know, binging on the Cheetos and oatmeal cookies that we used to binge on for the last 10 years, and I watched her behavior. It was kind of like I was stepped out of my body. And I was viewing myself. My head was on her shoulders. And I got to see me in the disease, active disease, how volatile I was. It was kind of, it was a great lesson. it was scary because, you know, you don't really want to think you're that way. But it was a beautiful weekend. It was a beautiful weekend, and I got an opportunity to grow. Last week, I thought I was supposed to be doing the steps, and it all worked out. I wasn't due until today. And today, I'm grateful that I have
time.
Okay, I'll just be quick. Today, I can let go of my desire to be for security and affection and control. And all I have to do is embrace the moment. And I'm grateful for this moment that I have today. Thanks for letting me share that I passed.
Thank you so much, Terry H. And now we'll have Deborah M. followed by Denise J. Good morning, Deborah. And if you could tell us where you're calling from. Star one, Deborah. Okay, maybe Deborah had to step away. We'll go with Denise J. and see if Deborah's available a little bit later. Good morning, Denise.
Hi, this is Denise J. from the Chicagoland area, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And, you know, what I heard today was a practical program of action. Oh, my gosh. I found myself over the last few days just saying, but I don't want to, but I don't want to. You know, this isn't a practical program of desire. It's not a practical program of wanting to. I guess my choice is to live recovered or unrecovered. And I have lived unrecovered. And I don't want to go back there. You know, even the, you know, I hear my disease voice saying, oh, it doesn't matter this time. And I can choose to believe that or not. And one of the things about the practical program of action is that there's a step 12. And I've been in the rooms nearly 6.5 years, almost 7. And I've been recovered to where I had my 30 days. And I have to tell you, and I've had sponsees, and I don't have a sponsee right now. And I'm trying to do tons of outreach because I'm telling you, boy, does that remove the compulsion to be compulsive. That is one of our tools. And so I can choose to work the program or I can be a cafeteria aware and, you know, pick and choose what I feel like doing. But this isn't a practical program of desire. It's of action. And I have to remember that because I feel like I'm saying that to so many people. And then I'm, have, you know, sometimes I hear myself say what God needs me to hear. And so I just so appreciate all of you being here to teach me how to stay recovered, how to keep my channel open to God. You know, of late, that is just one of the things he keeps saying to me, my higher power. He just says, your job, your number one job is to keep your heart open to me and your channel open. Don't let those clouded thoughts come in. When they come in, clean them up. And, you know, I've been doing, you know, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and God just continually says, I have shown you how. I have brought you people to help you. I have shown you how. Done. You know, message received. I'm not a stupid person, but I'm a fast forgetter, and I am just so grateful to have you guys here to remind me it's action and more action and more action. And it's really exciting when that action is desired, when I'm like, oh, I want to do that, of course, because, you know, I like feeling comfortable. Anyway, you guys are awesome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Denise J. Is Deborah M. available? Perhaps not. We'll go ahead with Deborah G., and then we'll be opening up the line for more people who would like to share, a couple more people who would like to share. So good morning, Deborah G., if you'd tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, good morning, Dawn. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and thank you again so much for sharing and all those that, again, made this meeting possible and all the shares that have 12-stepped me today. And I'm just going through a new experience because I always ranted about the food that I'm eating and how good this is and how good I'm doing and my recovery. It's like a driven, I was like a drivenness with others with recovery. It was just, oh, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that. And what I'm learning, I'm going through the steps again, and I'm being saturated in step one. I'm doing Herb K's workshop. It's a year long. We've got lots of time. Is that I'm allowing myself to gently lean in and do the action, but allow the steps to work on me. You know, I don't have to. I think a lot of that other stuff was wanting to be perfect, wanting to get it right, wanting to be the best. It's just all that wanting. And now it's about allowing this experience of the steps to work on me gently, lovingly, you know. And then I'm learning to do that with myself and other areas, and I'm taking that out into the world. So I'm so grateful, and all the people that have helped me along the way, that have kept me from, you know, I don't know if I could go to jail because of this addiction, I don't know, but that have helped me. I think jail and myself could be something, and my own suffering, jail of my own suffering. They've helped me to not go to the jail of my own suffering, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah G. And now we'll open up the lines, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So are there two people who would like to share with us this morning?
Eileen M.
Diane
Eileen M. Eileen
Kathy
M. And who is the other? Who is the other?
Kathy Z.
Kathy, was that Z as in zebra?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Okay, go ahead, Eileen. Would you share with us this morning and let us know where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Eileen M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And what jumped out at me this morning was the sentence that says, quote, "That was 2 months ago." And that was pretty amazing because, you know, when I found the Vision for You meeting, it was 4.5 years ago I found it, and that was the first time in 26 years of OA that, you know, it was suggested to go through the steps quickly, because I had been in various AWOLs when I was, you know, before I found Vision, and, you know, the suggestion at that time was to go through the steps in a year. And that's fine if you're a recovered person already and you've already had a spiritual awakening to go back and spend a year on the steps. But when you're just getting abstinent and you're white-knuckling and you're trying to get through the steps, I couldn't do it. I was a chronic relapser, and I kept going back to the food. Like, you know, I'd get to step two or step three, and then I'd go back and overeat. And then I'd be back at step one again. And I couldn't do it. And that was, you know, the miracle for me was finding this program, finding this Vision for You approach, you know, that suggested this, because that's what I needed. I needed someone to, you know, read the big book with me. I mean, that was much more effective than reading it on my own. And that was so helpful. You know, we went line by line, and no one had ever done that before with me. You know, in the past of OA, it was more like, you know, here's your food plan, and it's up to you to stick to it. And, you know, make sure you're calling people 3 times a week. And, I mean, those tools are very valuable. However, you know, going through the steps quickly is what really, you know, helped me to have that transformation. You know, and then as a recovered person, I went back and went through the steps more thoroughly. So I just wanted to share that, and I really appreciate having found this Vision for You meeting. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen M. And now we'll have Kathy Z share with us this morning. And if you'd tell us where you're calling from, Kathy.
Good morning. This is Kathy Z calling from Duval, Washington. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. I am a compulsive overeater. So I've only been in program for almost 7 months now, and I've been abstinent the whole time, and which is wonderful, and I'm very grateful and thankful. But what's starting to happen is that my peers around me are starting to notice weight loss. And oh my goodness, is that opening up chances to rant. And so what I've been doing is, you know, sharing my 12-step program, sharing what I've been doing different. But I can see the person that I'm sharing with, I can see the look in their eyes that when I talk about a spiritual program, that there's kind of a shutdown. And so after I'm done sharing, I feel kind of uncomfortable. And it's because of the work that I'm doing in this program that I'm able to say, okay, God, you know, this is uncomfortable. I don't feel like this is right. I might be turning people away rather than helping people. Who would you have me be? How can you help me here? And so I'm really thankful for that. It's like I'm constantly able to turn around and look at my actions and how I'm behaving. And then the other thing, too, is there's other types of programs out there, and I'm finding myself comparing all the time and ranting and comparing about how such and such isn't doing this right, or maybe they're not doing that right, or why are they doing this, and I'm doing that. And so I'm finding that I'm ranting and boasting, and but God's calling me on it. Thank you, God, for calling me on it. And what I'm learning is that, especially from the special edition yesterday on information and transformation, is that I need to be more focused on the transformation of this program within me more than what's coming out of my mouth. And is the transformation happening? Is it showing in my actions? Asking God every day how I can help those who still suffer, and keeping myself open to doing His will, and in asking for that transformation to happen every day. And then I need to trust that the sharing and the information that I bring to other people that He would have me bring is within His will. And just to pray to keep my mouth shut and open my mouth at the right times, and that the right things will come out. So I'm very thankful for this program. Thank you that I'm being transformed
time.
Through the Spirit. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy Z. And we do have time for about a one-minute share. Is there someone that would like to share with us?
Lauren A.
I didn't hear that. Was that Lauren A?
Laura M.
Laura M. Okay, you have a one-minute share. Go ahead, Laura.
Thank you so much for your service. This is Laura M., recovered in Florida. I am really enjoying this so much. And one of the things that's really sticking out to me is a practical program of action. And one of the things I always notice is that practical program of action, you know, it's pretty much stated right in the foreword to the Second Amendment, and then it's stated again on page 164 in that last paragraph, and it's stated throughout the book. And when I see, you know, practical program of action, it's the action, it's the application, it's the opportunity every day to grow, because life comes at you and you can, you know, adjust your sails. And I love when somebody just talked about, you know, going up and down the steps, because I was thinking spiritually, we get the opportunity to go up and down these steps all day long and then help somebody else. So I'm sure my minute's up. With that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for your service, and have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much, Laura M. And thank you to everyone who shared to make this meeting just a fantastic meeting. So thank you so much. We'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Eileen M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, this is Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.